We've just come off stage from the Osteria after a set that lasted 2 hours, maybe, of a mixture of bluegrass and some country and even some country and western and some, well, all sorts in there.
Oh, cowboy and old folk cowboy songs. And
yeah. Let's. Who are you? What's your name?
Well, I'm Larry Wilder. I'm originally from Los Angeles and live in Portland, Oregon now. And all of us guys in the Stumptown Stars, Portland's nickname is Stumptown, live in Portland, Oregon.
Stumptown because there were trees and they chopped cut the trees.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
And so Stumptown is Portland?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you doing in Baga?
We were very fortunate to be brought here by Mr. Bill Furman of the Greenbrier Gunderson Corporation.
Yep. Right. So you're playing here as well tomorrow? You've got a gig tomorrow somewhere?
Yes, sir, and I hope you join us a little bit if you can.
Yeah, maybe. Tomorrow is the day, is the Vendemmer. It's when they start to pick the grapes tomorrow. So in the morning, I will be busy, but hopefully in the afternoon, I'll come along. You say you're going on stage at 4 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Great. Yeah, if it's possible, we'll come along and take some more photographs. Tell me something about bluegrass, because it's not very well known in Italy as a type of music. It's generally misunderstood and put under one label that just goes country and western. And it's not at all, is it?
Well, there is some crossover and some mixture, of course, like with all music. But bluegrass, in general, is played on acoustic instruments, the acoustic guitar, the violin, the fiddle. Possibly the mandolin, which comes from Italy,
right.
the bass and the banjo. And it's a little bit different than country music because it usually doesn't have drums or a big sound. It's a more Appalachian, pure acoustic sound.
Right.
It can be some of the same songs, but a lot of times the songs are more lonesome and more like old country music.
Right. So there's a lot of influence coming in from other places then. It's like Irish and Scottish. I heard some of the stuff you were playing that there were bits of...
Well, the father of bluegrass...
Definitely Scottish. Definitely there were bits in there.
Yeah, well, the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe,
right.
Who's from Kentucky, his ancestors were from Scotland. And that's at Scots-Irish fiddle tunes and singing songs.
Right.
That come into our folk music, and some of them came into bluegrass, and a lot of bluegrass songs were written here, but some were about historical things too.
Yeah, there's lots of songs about transport, about trains and stuff like that.
There is. That the New River train we sang was a real train that ran in North Carolina and Virginia.
I asked you earlier about which generation, because there are three generations of bluegrass, well, maybe four now with new bluegrass, which is making headway. You said you were third generation, but you were doing stuff from the first generation.
Well, we probably mix it up.
Yeah, mix it. Well, is that because you're a banjo player?
Well, I just enjoy all kinds of things. Mm. And if we play something that Bill Monroe did in the 40s, or Jimmy Martin of the Stanley Brothers did in the 50s, or the Country Gentleman did in the 60s, we enjoy all of that, but we might want to play something we wrote, which we didn't really do tonight, or any folk songs, any pop tunes, Country Roads or Bad Moon Rising or This Land Is Your Land.
Mm. Yeah. But so bluegrass really, is the date the 1940s when that really had a name as bluegrass?
Good question. From 1945 to 1948 is when bluegrass was kind of defined as its beginning, with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs were part of Bill Monroe's band in the Bluegrass Boys. And they were a huge hit on the Grand Ole Opry because Earl Scruggs brought that new banjo style, and Lester Flatt was a wonderful singer, guitar player, and MC. It was not called bluegrass then, and there's several theories as to why it got called bluegrass. One of them being that when Flatt and Scruggs went on their own after 1948, the audience was holler out, play a Bluegrass Boys tune, and that got shortened to
just play a bluegrass
tune. Yeah, that's just one theory.
Yeah, that's great. So, from here, where do you go? You go back to Portland?
We have vacation. My son Nolan and I are going to Croatia and Montenegro, and John, the bass player, is going to Budapest, where his wife is from. She escaped during the revolution as a little girl, so they're going back to Hungary, and then on next week, my sweetheart Kristen will come here, and we'll go to Cinque Terre.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you very much. It's been a really nice evening listening to that kind of music. Does not happen in Italy. It's never on the television. It's hardly ever on the radio.
Oh.
There's a radio station where they do play bluegrass, but it comes on at 4 or 5 in the morning. It's not something that's it's very difficult to hear until the advent of internet. Now with the internet, you can stuff can come in and there's things heard that you wouldn't have heard before, which is great. But it's lovely to hear it live.
Well, I had some friends that had a bluegrass band, and I don't know what town they were in. I maybe Rome, and I knew them years ago. They were called Red Wine, and maybe you can Google them.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find
Yes,
Red Wine.
Red Wine.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keane. Our
Thank you.
pleasure.